A lot.
I like it. All right, there. Let's. You ready then, there, Mr. Anky? Hey everybody, welcome to Static Show. This is Bob.
Hey everybody, this is Miles.
Wake up, Miles.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm here.
I'm queer. Get used to it.
Okay.
That's insignificant, I think, says something about that.
Yeah, we probably do.
Yeah. Oh, what the hell was that statement?
No, I don't know. I mean, you know him. I don't really know him. I mean, he's like, you know, whatever happens in the bayou stays in the bayou. You know, I don't know. I'm not starting nothing. I'm just saying. I don't know.
Okay. I'm just saying. All right. So you recently, you got some, did a little field reporting, as it were.
I did some field reporting, yes. I attended a recent what would be called the Chicago Slaughter indoor football.
Your good buddy, game. Your good Japanese buddy, Tatsushima, love that, you know.
Yeah.
What's his name? I can't remember now.
T. Let's call him T.
Just T. Yeah, T will love it. He loves all Chicago sports teams.
Yes.
He's a fanatic.
He's a friend of mine on Facebook.
Yeah.
And also Facebook. Facebook.
Facebook.
Facebook. Facebook. Some wait.
Hey, T! Facebook. Yeah, dumb Three Stooges movie's coming out.
So. Yeah, it looks horrible, by the way.
It does. It looks like the worst thing ever.
I know.
It's stupid. But, so you went to the Slaughter game.
And
did you see anybody that we might recognize their name?
I looked around the lobby. I was so hoping, you know, like the Chicago Bliss might be there, the women's lingerie league. They were not there, unfortunately, because I was really going to exploit that, because I actually had your video camera with me, and I was like,
oh, did
okay.
You? Okay.
And I'm like, okay, well, I'm not going to use this now for
did you. Take, is that why you took the pictures of that that fat girl's ass in front of you? Is that what that is?
No, I'm working up to that. No, I used my crappy camera that's falling apart. I brought my wife's pink camera, but I didn't want to use that.
Oh, okay.
You always make fun of me, but I had actually some nice seats, and I was sitting with my son, and I go, these are like perfect seats, you know. And
you were loaded for bear then. You got two cameras, you got a video camera.
I had everything. And before I get to the meat of the story, if you will, the visiting team, I guess their family or something, was allowed to sit like a couple rows ahead of me.
Uh-oh.
And I had, like, Gordita the Hut or something.
Gordita.
Sitting in front of me, and her picture is on Facebook on my page, if you want to see it, by the way. But for lengthy periods of time, this girl would stand.
Yeah.
And I was, like, a couple rows away, and so it wasn't as bad as it could be, but still.
You weren't right behind her, huh?
But the people, like, directly behind her said something to her, and she said, I heard her say something like, well, my brother's on the team or something, so I got to stand up or something.
What the fuck that got to do with anything?
I get to act like an asshole, basically, because
well,
I have
if your brother's on the team, then you should be down, like, by the bench. We don't need you up here.
Yeah, well.
He's a cheap ass if he's on the team.
She should have been by the snack bar looking at her. Maybe if it was, I was Jennifer Love Hewitt in a thong or something, I'd been okay with it, I guess.
But, yeah, you know, look
like,
at that.
Oh, God, please. Please.
Yeah, let me look here. I'm going to get the picture and bring it up here.
Last time I think I saw something like that, it was watching the pod racing on Tatooine or something. You know what I'm saying?
It's not quite a two-seat ass, but it's pretty big.
Yeah, she was a wide body there. Yeah,
She's sitting next to Grandpa there. Yeah,
Grandpa, I think he was, like, really embarrassed. I could tell those two were not together. We're not together, just so you know.
You're pretty close, though. I mean, you're only, like, two seats up, two or three rows up from the bench.
I'm Mason Adams.
That's
Mason
right.
Adams.
Well, the name,
you know,
like, Smuckers, it's got to be good.
You know, I forgot, when you sit that close, like, you can smell the stench of these, like, sweaty guys, too. It's like, oh, God.
I thought you liked that, though.
No, it was not.
I thought you lived for that. I thought that's what you lived for.
No, I could done with it. So, I know, okay, I said to my son, you know, because he kind of gets uptight about stuff, I said, you know.
Dad!
No, I could just, actually, he was laughing at me because I was getting more upset. I'm like, oh, this bitch will not sit down.
Yeah.
So, about that time, she finally sits down. I'm like, okay. She must read my mind. She finally.
Oh my God! It's Bob Lament is what you have on there.
That's oh my God, deep. Bob Lament! Yeah, I've tagged you in the photo.
I know. You tagged me. Well, luckily, it wasn't on the ass. It was on the kind of the shoulder in the back.
Yeah. Well, I didn't want to be disrespectful.
Yeah. Thanks. Yeah.
Okay. I thought she kind of has your hair like you used to in college.
Yeah, I know.
She's got that enormous ass like you have now.
it's pieced together, Bob. That's right. She's much tanner than I ever have been, I think.
I tan okay, but
I don't tan that well.
Okay, I didn't want to get into that piece, Bob, okay?
It's on Facebook. I'm just commenting, that's all.
You're putting it out there now, Bob, okay? So.
I'm just saying, she's got a nice tan. I don't know.
So now she meddles with, like, the people behind me. It's, like, some yuppie couple that decided to...
Did they buy you pizza?
No, it was just the opposite. They brought, like, their three or four bratty little kids with them. I'm like, kids will not shut up.
What's happening? What kind of jeans is that lady wearing?
Oh, my God. These kids have a freaking commentary. Oh, God, number seven! Yay, number seven! Whoa! Like, right in my ear. I'm like, oh, my freaking God. Jesus, this won't stop. It wouldn't stop.
Are you okay there? You know?
I was flipping out, because usually my son flips out with a lot of noise, and he was laughing at me, because, like, Dad, you're going to be okay. I'm like, no.
No, I hate it.
At halftime, we're just going to have to move, because I can't.
We're going to go steal that seats up front on the other side.
Yeah, so we went as high as we could in the stadium. Like, I can't stand it. I'm like, just get me away from kids and idiots. And, you know. So, like, we sit, like, way the hell, like, nosebleed section, right?
All right.
Which I realize now we're right by the speakers.
Oh, even better. Do they play Rock and Roll Part 2?
No. It's all kind of dance, you know, kind of.
No, well, fat ladies, your brothers are playing in the, on the team.
Yeah.
Get up
if
there.
If you're fat and obnoxious, sitting in the seventh row and acting like an asshole.
DJ Miles comes out with one. All right. Hitting the wrist.
Yeah. Oh, hey, are you Don Ho's brother, ass? Yeah. So, I told my son, I don't know if I can deal with the speakers, right? I just can't do it.
She goes, shut up, Tiny Bubbles.
So, now, So, we're sitting there, and there's, like, some dude, I don't know if he's security or what, some young dude with a ponytail, he works there.
Yeah.
And I don't know if he's got a set of keys or what he's got, but, like, he's keeping time with the music to the railing. It's like, oh my freaking God, I can't.
I'm gonna rock out my cock out, yeah.
Oh my God, I can't stay. And even when the song ends, the guy's still going for it. He's like,
break it down.
Yeah, I'm like, I can't. I'm gonna have a nervous break now. I'm literally, if this doesn't get over, because I just actually came there for autographs. I'll be honest with you. I want to get some autographs bad. Right?
Well, you should have just showed up late then. You don't have to watch the whole thing.
I thought I'd be cool and show up early, which was a huge mistake.
Oh, okay.
All right, so let's get to the meat of the story, shall we?
All right, let's speed this up a little bit. Come on.
We elbow our way to the front of the line, which, you know, all these stupid, you know. Get out of the way, kid. I'm next. Yeah. And so we're waiting for, you know, Coach to show up because I want Coach to sign my stuff, you know.
Yeah, I know you're a big fan of McMichael.
Stalker, maybe.
Seems to be putting up with you well, I'll put it that way.
No, I had this huge picture that was taken of me and my family with him.
Oh, yeah?
At his bar, his former bar, and I had blown up, like, big proportions. Like, this is, like, but I'm trying to hide it so people can't see it to see what kind of stalker I am.
All right, yeah. You have it, like, down the leg of your pants or something?
Like, this guy has
hold on, Coach. Zzz, I got to get this out for you to see.
Yeah. No, it's like almost like on a cardboard surface or something. It's
okay.
You can't fold it up. I mean, it's got to stay. And So I'm like, you know, everyone's going to be like, oh, my God, this guy's a serious man crush on the coach or something. Yeah, this is no weird. Kidding. This is really weird. It's creepy. So to cut to the meat of the story, which
will
bring you into it, I brought this digital recorder.
Right, my old iRiver that I gave you.
And I'm going to play an excerpt here in a few minutes just to set this up. The last week, just real fast, we talked, I think, off air.
Yeah.
About using this, and I kind of had figured out how to use it a little bit, and we jokingly were joking, like, you know, could we record someone without telling them?
Right.
And you looked it up, and you said, yes, it looks like it's perfectly legal as long as...
One person knows. Right,
a la Linda Tripp and...
Right.
Lewinsky.
Monica
okay,
Lewinsky,
so.
Yeah.
All right, so I find my target, who happens to be standing... standing in the vicinity, none other than Chicago's very own model actress, Nikki Huber.
Oh, really? You got to talk to Nikki. I thought she was, she was there. Okay.
Yes, and she was there dressed as Princess Leia because it was Star Wars night.
Oh, whoa, wow. And, there you go. There
yeah, since she had
actually,
the whole
no, I think I have seen those pictures.
She was not wearing the slave girl costume, so I was a little disappointed in that. Yeah, but then,
I know. I think she was doing like the original.
Yeah.
The original Leia.
Although the original, I think Carrie Fisher was not wearing a bra, I believe. So
right. Yeah, that's true.
But I didn't want to bring that up because that's none of my business. But.
Well, no, you could say in the interest of authenticity. I
just,
just want to tell you that I'm, you know.
I'm calling out her name, trying to get her attention, you know, and so I get her attention. She comes over, and I turn on the mic, this recorder, and I start talking to her, asking her questions and stuff. And I
did you have it hanging around your neck or what?
I had it hanging around my neck, yeah.
Yeah. How did you get that thing over your head? Your head is so huge.
I have a huge head, that is true. And luckily the cord was really long, so I was able to do it. But
it's like your mom was bow-legged after she had you, that's for sure.
Why do you think she quit at 6 kids?
Yeah, no kidding. Your last one's the melon head, for Christ's sake.
I ruined that thing, man. Yeah,
your dad keeps telling you that.
That's right.
I hate you! I hate you!
Miles, thank you.
I will tell you right now, you ruined my sex life. It's all backdoor from here on out.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, that's really not what I wanted to hear, but thank you.
The tightest part of your mother is her eyebrows.
So I get Nikki's attention. I get her over there, and I start recording this, and like, at first, I kind of have it on my chest, but then I kind of pick it up like it's a recorder and hold it up.
Uh-huh.
And that's where the fun begins. So I.
Okay.
Are you
going to play something?
Yes, but I haven't quite figured out how to pause this.
So okay, well, we'll just listen.
You've only heard just a few seconds of this, so you know it's a little muddy and overmodulated.
That's
so.
All right. We'll listen anyway.
It goes about a minute and a half.
All right.
Okay, so I'm going to. It's going to be very hard to hear, but I'm going to tell you what's coming up. So, like, it's kind of us just bantering a little bit, like, oh, I recognize you, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And then she gets into, hey, I think I'm being recorded. Okay.
Okay.
And then we'll go from there. Okay, so let me. Why don't you promote us here just for a second while I hook this thing up?
Okay. Oh, okay. You got to get set. All right. Well, hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to this Dyke Radio show. We appreciate it. Feel free to send us an email at BobLaments.radio, MilesTitles.radio.com. We're both on Facebook, Miles Title Bob Lament, and Static Radio, as well as Twitter, Bob Lament, all together. Oh, I hear something. Are you going there?
Okay, wait, I think I figured out how to... Let me try something here, hold on.
All right.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
That's a best project.
So you blame me right out of the gate.
Okay, let me turn off my high-tech equipment here. Could you hear any of that at all?
Oh, yeah, you can hear it. I'll boost it up a little bit. But it's very noisy, yes.
Well, there's overhead music, and there's like a million people there. But the point is, like, I'm kind of buttering up, like, oh, you know, the Playboy, you know, thing. And she recognized me right away. Like, oh, I know you.
Yeah, there's that. Yeah.
And then she's like, wait, you're recording me? And I denied it at first. I'm like, no.
Yeah, no, but you don't deny.
I thought I'd just deny just to see. And she goes, you have to tell me. You have to tell me. I said, no, Bob Lamenza is perfectly legal. I can do it.
Thanks.
Oh my God!
So I'm not a lawyer. I don't even play one. So
yeah, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot. Now she's all freaked out.
Well, I think she should be freaked out because of your close proximity, but that's just.
Come on! Last week, you could be just like Linda Tripp. You could record people all you want and not tell them and.
I don't think it was exactly like that, but okay.
But you do admit, though. You do admit you gave me the green light. You said, oh, I looked it up. It's perfectly legal. You
can't. We had a conversation about recording people. I said, I think I said, it's always best to ask people to be recorded, but.
Well, I just.
I think that you forgot that part where I said that, but that's all right.
I used the escape clause, I guess. I just said so because I'd asked her, you know, what she's working on, and she's, you know, your next pilot, you know, and stuff. Like, why are you recording me? You can't record me when I'm telling you this. So I decided to use the like the bridge keeper from the Monty Python Holy Grail thing a little bit. Could you hear that at all?
I heard a little bit, yeah.
What's your favorite color? She says blue. I go, what's your quest? He says to take over the world. And then I did the old trick question of how many of each animal did Moses bring in the ark? Of course, right. She failed it miserably, by the way.
2x2, right? Yeah,
Huh?
Which kind of each animal? He brought 2 of each animal.
No, you flunked it too because what? Moses did not bring the animals.
Oh, Moses,
in the ark.
You're right. As Noah.
Yes, you dumber ass. She got it wrong, but. But yeah, that was just, her reaction was just, it was fun, and I'm sorry it's muddy and it's crappy, but God, it was funny. I was almost shaking because I didn't know if she was like really serious or not.
Because later
we were leaving. I said, oh, thanks for doing it. I go, listen, if you don't want me to air this, you know, I won't, you know. And
yeah.
She's like, oh no, I was just joking. It's okay. She goes, I just thought I was gonna have to call my manager or something, you know. And,
oh,
you know,
nice.
Like, oh God, this
now
is no.
Done now you've done it.
Don't sue us, please, God.
Not me. You know, I'd sue you.
What? No, I'd say you put me up to it. I'm like. You're like Manson, or I'm like that Tex, what's his name? You know,
Squeaky Fromm is what you are.
Yeah, I'm like Squeaky Fromm. No, what's that guy, Tex? Who was the guy that did the killing? Tex something. Tex.
I don't
You know what I mean? You set me up for this. You completely set me up for this.
I do believe, just to clarify, I do believe I said, it is always best.
Well, I ignored that piece and just went
I'm glad you acknowledged that. So
I went on with the interview.
Yeah, it's always best to get people to sign off. Always best.
I just thought an impromptu interview seemed in line, and I just said, hey.
Now, you are subject to the laws of the districts and everything. So I didn't look up a county where she was at or anything like that.
I just thought it'd be legal, I guess. I didn't know you had
You're supposed to, yes.
You just told me it was okay, so I just said, okay, I'll just...
I'll
just go with it, man.
Yeah, you know, hey, you know what, Miles? It's okay to fuck whoever you want. It's just fine.
That's fine, because I've fucked over a few of my friends many times.
I just wanted to put that out there while I'm just, rules for you.
It was weird because, like, she turned the tables on me because I was like, oh, wow, what if she's, like, really flipped out that I'm doing this?
Flipped out. She's like, not going to be flipped out on you. Come on, you're a schlub. She's a pro. Come on.
Because I was like, well, maybe I can, like, you know, get Coach McMichael, too. Now I'm like, no, I don't need that.
Can I ask you a few questions? I'm going to record this for staticradio.com. So.
No, I'm not going to do that. Come on.
That's what you do, but I said you probably could get away with it, so.
I didn't, well,
it's a public place, and so it's a public place. There's no privacy that is expected in that public place, so.
As overmodulated as this thing was, I'm glad I didn't go too far with it because it was just.
That's true.
I mean, a nice quiet room, it's perfect.
Right.
You know.
Well, it is just a cheapo MP3 thing, so.
I mean, if you were going to interview someone in a little, private room, it'd be perfect, but I mean, something like that is like, oh my God.
Throw it out on the table, you'd be good to go, so.
Yeah, but a big, arena with, blaring music and, about 400 people on the ground talking,
Oh, my gosh. I love the way you throw me right under the bus. Right under the bus. Right out of the gate.
Actually, it's funny because I had some of your business cards with me. I go, if I get in trouble, I'm just going to, get this out. I'm Bob Lament, man. You can't do nothing, man. I am Bob Lament. Bob freaking Lament. You can't.
Where were you, Bob? I was here in St. Louis. I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Yeah.
I don't ever go to Chicago. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Slaughter? I don't even know what the hell that is.
Yeah.
Nice.
So, so she was a good sport, and she...
I'm glad we're not in wartime, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd be like, right away, he's a Jew, right there, Bob Lament, Jew boy.
Who's the dead man who threw the salt shaker? Right there.
Yes, Mr. Hitler, Bob's a Jew.
You said you greenlighted it. You greenlighted the project.
I greenlit nothing.
I mean, I'm the guy that goes out and actually interviews people. And
that's true, yes.
I'm like the field reporter, if you will.
I appreciate that, yes.
I mean, you're certainly welcome to do it. I doubt it's ever going to happen, but you're certainly
probably
welcome
not,
to.
Yes.
Although you probably have more opportunity living by St. Louis, but.
Not really. Well, yeah, but there's a lot of other people down here, too. So.
But.
Have more opportunity because there's nobody there to talk to people. I don't know why they show up.
Yeah.
Why did Jerry Mathers show up? I have no idea.
He was promoting some kind of health care thing.
I know, but I mean, it's like nowhere,
Sometimes Beaver just shows up and you're just like, okay.
Take advantage of this situation.
Yeah, and no one was there, too. That was hilarious, too. Like, sure, there's like 20 people there, including me.
Here, it's like all these people show up, and then you just can't get anywhere near anybody. So.
Yeah. Me,
it's actually better where you're at. So.
Me, I get like frightening close to like people. Oh, God. It's like Mark David Chapman or something. Like, oh, Jesus. God.
You like a stick of dynamite.
Catcher of the Rye in my pocket.
That's right. Yeah. Could you sign my copy of Catcher in the Rye, please?
So I got to. What was funny was the kids misunderstood what I said because I said, I introduced Nikki to the kids. And I said, she was on this show called The Playboy Club, which has been canceled now.
Right, yeah, it got canceled, yeah.
This is what they heard. This girl's been in Playboy magazine.
Of course they heard that. Of course
and
they
And they're
heard.
All like, oh, my God.
My dad.
Oh, my God.
Talking to you.
Like, I'm calling all the cute girls. I'm like, hey, get over here. Take your picture with these kids. Come here. I'm getting like, they're all embarrassed. Dad, just quit. Like, because they brought like a friend with them. Like, yeah.
Well, no, he can get his picture taken too, right? So.
Well, it's funny because this kid's like really short. He's like my oldest son's age, but like he's like super short.
Yeah. And yeah, your kid's like, tall too. So.
He looks like he's like 8 years old. And he's like, really. But I mean, no, he's a normal kid, but he's just like super short. I go, this is like the best thing. To be like 15 and like make these girls think you're only like 8 or something.
Oh,
like, oh my
hi.
God.
Yeah, you're so cute.
It's like having Webster with you or something. Like, oh my Webster. God. This is the greatest scam ever, man. This guy's got like the greatest scam going. Like,
oh my gosh. He's almost as good as a puppy.
And they're like, Dad, we can do it. Just let us do it. We can go up to girls. Like, no, you guys don't know how to. Come
you suck. You suck. You kids suck. Let me get this going. Now you got to bend over with a little one.
Although my son did call me out on something there. I got to mention this. He goes, Dad, I'm a little disappointed you didn't do your joke. I go, what's that? You didn't ask that girl if her shirt was felt. I'm like, oh, my God, I forgot to do that. God, I was going to do that,
gosh.
Too. Oh, my God. I was gonna do that.
It's like your signature thing. It's like your tagline.
I know. God.
Now it is.
I should just write this shit down because I get there and I like totally freeze up and blank out. I'm like, oh my God.
Oh my gosh. Oh well.
Oh my God. I can't.
So, how many autographs did you get while you were there?
I just wanted the coach, man. So I got, I scored the coach.
Oh, okay. You didn't get Nikki's autograph? She got Nikki's autograph.
No. She's done a lot for the show. I just thought that would be pushing over the line. Figured that you tape recording her and getting her autograph. I thought it was like way too much, dude.
Oh, well, you know, that's how it goes.
We should think of how like to get like one of her pictures and blow it up like 8x10 or something. Like, hey, would you sign this? And
there
that'd
you
be
go.
Funny. She'd be like, okay, that's it. I am calling the cops.
Yeah, all right, I'm calling the cops.
I swear to God I'm going to.
It's a puzzle piece. I'm on the other half.
My name's Miggs. it was funny. It was just funny because, you know.
So when's the next, when is the IAW going to strike next?
I don't know. I can only, only hope something falls into my lap, you know. I don't know.
All right, well, hey. You know,
hopefully, like, not the girl in front of me, though, at the game.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
she didn't fall in my lap like Jordan has, but, jeez.
The nut crusher there.
Natalie, sit down.
That's
yeah,
right.
Jeez.
Takes a good, it takes a bit.
Maybe it was Blair, I'd be okay, but, man, Natalie, sit down, jeez.
Yeah, that's nice.
Your ass is blocking half the field. You should be putting on the pads.
That's right. You're better than half the defense there. Come on, lady.
As big as half those guys.
So did the Slaughter win?
They lost, yeah.
I lost. That's too bad. Yeah. Oh, well, it was still a good time.
But I scored more free tickets, so that's the important part.
There you go. So if you want a free ticket, you can friend Miles on Facebook. Miles Tittle.
Yes. Don't listen to Bob LeMond either, so.
Yeah. If you want to throw me under the bus again at the next outing, you can friend Miles Tittle and then say, you know.
Bob said it was okay to feel up people as long
right.
as one person knows what you're doing.
Bob said exposing yourself is not a crime.
Exposing yourself is not a crime. No, he said it was okay to wave it, see?
He said it was okay. He said, as long as you keep, like, plastic between the world and your genitals, you're fine. Even if it's clear. Mine's a Fresnel. You know what I mean?
Good times. I think next time I really should bring the video camera, though. I think I should have.
Yeah, well, you got it.
I should. I know. I haven't really used it yet, but I...
You haven't... I sent the camera, number one. You didn't get anything at KiaCon.
Right.
This outing did nothing. No ghost footage.
Well, Well, I'm working on all that. Maybe if I meet up with Manny the Mailman here in a few weeks.
All like, right. Well, we'll see.
Videotape him beating up women or some fantasy that he has some. He's seen this picture of this fat girl in front of me. Now he's like, I'm going to beat her ass. I'm like,
well,
what?
You know, Manny did possibly meet the, you know, rumored deceased Andy Kaufman. So maybe there's a connection there with wrestling women, you know.
Yeah.
Could be a connection.
I don't know. Who knows?
All right, Miles, if we want to get a hold of you, what do they do?
If you want to have some legal background, you can contact me at Miles Title and Facebook there. I'm on Facebook, Miles Title.
Or you can give us a call. 314-827-6399 is the hotline there. You can call and leave us a message.
If I can secretly tape record you, please leave your name and number. And
that's right. Well, actually, that just tells you you're going to be recorded, so you're all good there.
If you have a free event I can attend with someone semi-famous, you know, I would consider going. You know.
Oh, that's true, yeah, especially if they're a bear.
Well, they'd have to be a bear. I mean, if it was like, you know, I don't know.
What if it was like somebody from the real world, like 1995 or something? I don't know.
Oh, boy, yay.
Not that. That's not going to fly.
That's a little bit too much of a stretch.
How about if it was like somebody from...
Tracy Lords?
Okay, Tracy Lords.
Tracy Lords, Johnny Jameson, or something.
Oh, okay, so porn stars are good. All right.
Not Ron Jeremy, though. He really creeps me out. Would not be Ron Jeremy.
Okay, no men on that front there. All right, well, I think they got... So porn stars and or football players.
Yeah, or models.
Or models, okay.
Cheerleaders.
Cheryl Teagues.
I was just thinking of Cheryl Teagues. That's funny. It's funny you said that.
Oh, really?
Kristen Stewart. That'd be okay.
I don't think you're going to find Kristen Stewart anywhere.
The girl from Wipeout, Jill.
Jill Wagner.
Yes.
She's not from Wipeout anymore, you know. So.
I think, right, she's not on it anymore, right?
Yeah, she's not on it anymore, yep. Ruined that show right in the toilet right there.
Yeah. I had a chance to see her down in St. Louis. I blew it. Oh
man. Sorry.
That would have been awesome.
All right, well, we'll catch you next time then.
I'll be tape recording you.